Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Power of Christ daily, 16th of August, a Sunday. Wonderful day. Mercies are new every morning for those who love God. And now, as I begin to tell you today, you will also know today also with the message today, if you take it to your heart, what the Word of God says, you will find real blessing and you will know mercies are truly new every morning. The title today for Power of Christ daily is How to Save Your Family. How to Save Your Family. As soon as I was born again or came to the Lord and the Lord opened my eyes to see the spiritual world, to see there are demons, there are devil attacking people. Satan came to steal, kill and destroy, and he gave us power. He suffered for us. He gave us his blood. Gave me his blood. I could use his blood. I could use his name. The power is there. And then how the demons and devils are destroying people's lives. How our own fallen nature, how my own fallen nature, my heart and mind, which is wicked, doing all kinds of things, how that can be renewed in Christ, all that. When my life changed, when I began to have peace straight away because of Jesus Christ, the peace, then I'm concerned for my family. After a few days, after a few weeks of settling the one, I'm concerned. Now, then as my wife came to the Lord, then after that, one of the biggest panic we will have is regard my son. My son, when he does something, we will panic. What will happen to him? You know, his actions, his thought patterns, his what he was doing wrong. So we'll panic. We'll worry will come. We'll cast out. Fear will come for him, and we begin to cast out in Jesus Christ's name. We will begin to pray, calling for Jesus to save him, and all that was going on. Of course, we prayed for our girls. But I think any parent with boys will know, who have children, have got male children, will know the challenges are different now. So this went on for some years, brothers and sisters, until I came to know this once and for all. That really settled me once and for all. Saving your family. I pray and pray. We even went on fasting. My wife and I were fasting for our children to pray. That particularly my boy. So, all this was going on. And we never had rest. When he came to this, we were so frightened for him. We became so frightened for him. What's going to happen and all that. And what will happen to his soul? How he'll live? You know, where will he go? When the body dies, if it goes on this way, the devil will take him to hell and all that. Panic. So we begin to cast out with all that. But never settle completely until this scripture. This scripture, once it came into our heart, when I made a decision, when I became fully persuaded, when I commanded my heart and mind to believe the scripture once and for all, because it's the truth. Once that became fully persuaded in my heart, it became fully persuaded very quickly, as soon as I began to understand this. And my wife and I, we stood in agreement and said, from today, I tell her, I'm deciding that this is the scripture, and this is what will save my children, this is what saves family. That's it. And the peace came. The peace that my son will be alright. My son will be saved by Christ. How he does it is his business. Like the farmer, you know, you put the seed. Remember, I've spoken about this. Put the seed and the farmer doesn't know how the seed grows, how he sprouts. He only harvests. That's why I don't need to know. This one, brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, oh, listen to this, because this I know some of you are going through what I've been going through before, what my wife was going through, I and my wife going through before, all this. This will settle you once you begin to be fully persuaded on this scripture. Acts 16:31. Acts 1:6:31. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You and your household. Next part of the verse is, you and your household. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You and your household. He didn't say believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and pray and pray. Panic and cast out the fear. Cast out the worry. Cast out all this. Fast and pray. Fast and all this. Nothing. He said believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. You and your household. Now this situation here. Now, of course, the question then earlier, when I knew the scripture earlier days, I used to wonder about household, who is the household? If my children are staying in another house, when they are married, what happens? Will they be also considered my household? Because me and my wife are saved, so will they be saved? All these things the devil will bring, our heart will bring, mind will bring. I'm sure some of you are facing this. Now, this scripture came about the incident where Apostle Paul and Apostle Silas were jailed. They were in jail. They were caught and put in jail. Now, when the jail was indeed, our Apostle Paul and Silas, we can learn from this, we can actually have this kind of assurance. At midnight, they were praying and singing hymns to God. This is verses 25 to 30. Acts 16, verses 25 to 30. They were singing hymns to God. They were singing praises to God. And the prisoners in that, they were not believers, the prisoners were listening to them. 26, he says, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. This is a blessing for those who are with the children of God. With the children of God, those who are children, with the children of God, particularly those who help the children of God, will be blessed. Our Father doesn't, is not a debtor. The Word of God says He doesn't owe people. So anybody helping His children, He will certainly bless them. So remember this, when somebody helps you, they'll be helped. So don't be so guilty about, you know, they're helping you. Hey, the Father will, our Father God will bless them. So that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. Broke, the chains are loosed, finished. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing that the fled people have run away, the prison keeper, the main man, got up, panicked. All people must have all run away. The prisoners must have run away. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Harakiri, suicide. He wants to kill himself. Why? He will be tortured by the authorities, by the Roman authorities will torture him for allowing prisoners to escape. So he decides to kill himself. Harakiri, suicide. This, because he thought all the prisoners ran away. But Apostle Paul said with a loud voice, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. We are all here. Don't harm yourself. 29, he says, and then he called for a light, ran in and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. This man, the jail warden, the big shot of the jail, trembling and fell at Paul and Silas' feet. And he brought them out and said, sirs, he said, sirs, to our apostles, to the prisoners, Paul and Silas, this jail warden is saying, sirs, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? Now this is a scenario, can you imagine? Earthquake, prison doors are open, jail all broken up, people's chains are loosed, jail warden wants to commit suicide. Paul says, no, don't worry about it, nobody has escaped, we are all here, don't harm yourself. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? He already knew the power of God. He already knew Apostle Paul and Silas are apostles of the Most High God, servants of the Most High God. They're children of God. So he said, what must I do? He also wants to be saved. And in that moment of miracle happening, the Holy Spirit is speaking through Paul and Silas, because so they said, both of them saying together, you know, not just Paul saying, Paul and Silas both saying together, because the Holy Spirit moving them. At that moment of miracle, the Holy Spirit moving them to say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. What are we supposed to do? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Of course you believe. You know, you're not listening to this. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not believe in your prayers. Not believe in your fasting. Now, in the Orthodox Jewish Bible, same verse, 1631 says, and Moshiach said, have Emunah in the Rebbe. I don't understand all this. All I know is, you will come to Yeshua Eloheinu, you and your bias. You will come to Yeshua Eloheinu, you and your bias. I go and check this word, Eloheinu, and Yeshua means salvation. Salvation. Your salvation, my salvation, Yeshua, the Savior. Eloheinu means our God. God's salvation, salvation of God, God's salvation, the God of salvation. You can say many different ways, this Greek texting, God of salvation, salvation of our God, God of salvation. and you and your bias. He said you and your bias, huh? That's what the Jewish Bible says. You and your household, he's putting you and your bias. Now this household, who is this household? So, go to the Greek translation of the concordance. I went and searched for two different ways. Household includes family. Strong concordance says family, also says lineage. Now, there's another definition from another interpretation of the Greek Testament. All the persons forming one family. The inmates of a house, comma, all the persons, also all the persons forming one family is a household. All the persons forming one family. Another shade of the meaning in the Greek is the stock. That means your stock, my stock. My stock, my children. Family. Descendants of one. This all comes under the definition of household. Now, brothers and sisters, today, isn't the mercy new every morning for you to learn this? Now, what we have to do, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, the power of God is in us. The glory of God is in each of ourselves. We need to activate by meditating on this, by focus. Keep our eyes single. And the light in us will be bright, complete, full of light. If keep our eyes single, if we focus on the issue, focus on the promise of God, our light, and with a single eye, that means focus, and meditate on the issues. As soon as I got this understanding, the left, all fear for my son, all confusion for my son, all the panic, all the worry, all left, which used to come from time to time, you know. Time to time to come and attack her. Me. What happened to the boy? I love him. Yeah, he's done some rubbish, but I love him. He will be saved. This is the husband of my soul telling me, you and your household will be saved. My son, Christy Lutz, you and your household will be saved. That's the husband of my soul. My Yeshua, salvation, my God of salvation is telling me, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you see, the belief on the Lord Jesus Christ, we know, it's a faith of Jesus Christ is in me, is in you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? This is a promise, you know. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, and you and your household. Now, what is the belief now? This one we must be careful. Belief is what? Clinging on to Him, cleave on to Him. Not just I believe lackadaisically, lazily, I believe and go about doing our work, whatever you want to do. No. We are concerned. If I believe, which I believe, remember I told you all, if he says the wall is black, I'll say the wall is black because I believe on him. I believe in him, I believe on him. If he tells me the wall is black, I'll say, brother and sister, the wall is black. My eyes are playing tricks on me. I just want to obey what he says. Why I want to obey? He knows it all. He loves me. He knows it all. He's telling me, look, son, the wall is black. That's it. Yes, father, the wall is black. Ah, my eyes, sharp eyes, carnal eyes, earthly eyes, fallen nature eyes, my heart, sharp, you are believing wrong things, you believe what God says. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will be saved, and me and my household. Now, brothers and sisters, this is fantastic. This must become single-minded in you, no double-minded, single-minded, single, I be single, full of light, fully persuaded, and then you know you'll be set free. You will believe this word, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Yeshua Elohinu, God of salvation. You and your bias will be saved. You and your household is saved. Today is a wonderful day. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. Rejoice. Give thanks. I mean, what do you do now? You don't pray for the salvation. You only have to believe. Huh? So when you're believing, you make sure your heart believes, because you must believe in the heart. When you're commanding the heart to believe, you begin to say things, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You will save my household. Yeah, my household is saved. Will be saved because you said so. It's a promise of God. It's not say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and pray, pray, pray and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and... No. If you love Him, you will keep His commandments. The commandments are prescription. Oh, our remedies. Fantastic day. Wonderful day. Pass this on to everybody you know who's suffering, who's worrying about their children. No more worry. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household will be saved. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.